Yeah, fine, wonderful. Yeah. So, Rabosai. Yesterday was a very difficult day for me, full of Klal Yisrael, trying to get my feet back on the ground. In Tosus, Dibra Maslam Emasai, we covered Rashi Shita, we spoke about the Rambam, we spoke about Rabbeinu Tam, we spoke about the Ri. The Ri has an interesting proof that you can recite Kriyat Shema and Davin Mairiv even before Tzeis HaKochavim, from the fact that Rav, in the Gemara later on Daf Chav Zayin, the first of the wide lines at the bottom of the Tosfos, would daven Mairiv on Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos means before Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Ri adds the sentence, U'mistama gam hayakori kriyat shema. So we had a discussion yesterday that the Rambam says that you can, and you're even encouraged to daven Mairiv on Erev Shabbos before Tzeis HaKochavim, but the Rambam requires that you recite Kriyat Shema later on after Tzeis HaKochavim. So the question is how to interpret the Rambam. The Rambam's language is a bit unclear, and I'll specify what the ambiguity is. And you'll tell me how you think you should read this Rambam. And this was the last thing we discussed on Monday, and I just wanted to finish that up. The Rambam says that even though the time for Mairiv is Tchilas HaLaila, which means Tzeis HaKochavim, yet the Rambam says, Yesh Lo Lispalel. Yesh lo lispalel tefilas arvis shel leilei Shabbos be erev Shabbos. Correct? But the Rambam says, ubilvad sheyikra kriyat shema ba'onasa achar tzeis hakochav. So here's what I get confused about. When the Rambam says, yesh lo lispalel tefilas arvis be erev Shabbos, what does the Rambam mean by tefilas arvis? There's a sort of like a literal translation of the phrase Tfilas Arvis, and there's a more generic or the usage of the phrase Tfilas Arvis. Like if I were to wake you up in the middle of the night and say it's time to daven Mairiv, what would you assume I had in mind? The whole thing, right? Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, Mairiv, the whole nine yards. But technically speaking, the phrase Tfilas Arvis really only refers to what? To Shmon Esrei, to the Amidah. So I'm not sure what the Rambam means, and I'll tell you what the Nafkamina is. When the Rambam says later on that Ubilvad sheyikra kriyat shema ba'onasa achar tzeis hakochavim, so what is the Rambam referring to? Is he referring to kriyat shema in birchos seha? Well, maybe he already recited birchas kriyat shema, because he says Yesh Lo Lispalel Tefilas Arvis B'Erev Shabbos. If the Rambam means by Tefilas Arvis the whole thing, then what the Rambam means when he says Ubilvad Sheyikra Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, all he means is what? Repeating what? What should be repeating? The three parshiyos, that's all. If on the other hand, the Rambam, when he says Yesh Lo Lispalel Tefilas Arvis, he's only referring to the Amidah, the Shmona Esrei, and that's it, then what he means is Kriyat Shema after Tzeis is the whole thing with the brachos. And the nafkamina is going to be when he implements the mitzvah of smichus gula tefillah. If the Rambam is telling me that he davens a classical mairiv, right, the whole kit and caboodle on Erev Shabbos, meaning including birchas Kriyat Shema, with obviously Kriyat Shema, we can't say Berachas Kriyat Shema without Kriyat Shema, then he's got Smichas Gula Tefillah when? On Erev Shabbos, meaning before Shkia Sachama, or after Shkia Sachama, whenever it is. I mean, the Rambam specifies Kodem Shkia Sachama. But if on the other hand, the Rambam is telling me that on Erev Shabbos, Kodem Shkia Sachama, the only thing I'm going to daven is Amidah, Then, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema, I'm going to have to recite Birchas Kriyat Shema when? After Tzeis, but yet I've already davened Shmon Esrei on Erev Shabbos. What am I going to forfeit? Smichus Gula Tefillah. So let's, for one moment, we'll choose one path. Again, I'm not saying this is the only way of learning the Rambam, but let's choose the path that the Rambam in Tefillas Arvis is talking about just the Shmon Esrei. And when the Rambam says later on after Tzeis he's going to recite Kriyat Shema, he means recite Kriyat Shema with what? With Berachos, which is very odd, because then it means he's forfeiting which kiyum? Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. And guess who notices this problem? Who is the, you know, right, exactly, the famous critique on the Rambam is the Ravid.
Where is the Rambam?
The Rambam is Perkim Aloch HaZayin. Remember, we studied at great length on Monday. So the Rambam, so the Ravid adds, Yeshel Espal Tfilis Arvish Alel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Omar Avram Ein Roy Lasoskein. That's not a very good idea. Ela Litzorech HaShah. He admits that if you have no choice. He says, Vahalo, if you do it the Rambam's way, Tzorech Lismo Gula Shal Arvish, Litfila Shal Arvish. In other words, the Raven understood that just like Kriyat Shema is being suspended until Tzeis HaKochav in order to fill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema, so too Birchas Kriyat Shema is being suspended until after Tzeis. So what was the Rambam advocating then when he spoke about Mispalel Tefilas Arvis Be'erev Shabbos, only Shmon Esrei? In other words, the Ravid is up in arms because the Rambam is recommending that I forfeit the Kiyum Mitzvah of Smichus Gula L'Tefillah. Again, we could have interpreted the Rambam a little bit more, shall I say, in a liberal sort of way. The Rambam doesn't mean technically Tefillas Arvis, only Shmon Esrei. He meant Tefillas Arvis the way we speak about Tefillas Arvis. But the Ravid refused to understand it there. The Ravid understands that if the Rambam requires Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, what is he referring to? Not just Kriyat Shema, but even what? Even Berachas Kriyat Shema. So it comes out very odd, says the Ravid. You've davened Shmon Esrei of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos after what? After Plaga Mincha before Shkia. But that's okay as far as the Amida and your Makabel Shabbos and everything else. It's wonderful. But now, Kriyat Shema and presumably Birchas Kriyat Shema, because the Ravid sees that as a horse and carriage, you know.
Shema, Shema. Say Shema.
Good. But Kriyat Shema without the brachos.
Yeah.
So what do you recite the Bria? So again, you're too familiar with the Rashi sheet. You know that we worked very hard on Rashi sheet. But keep in mind that the Rambam and Rashi, the Rambam and the Ravid, they're not aware of that very complex structure that we created in Rashi. That there are two mitzvahs of Kriyat Shema: one before Tzeis HaKochav and one after Tzeis HaKochav. Let's assume there's only one mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Rabbanan didn't invent a new mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So when the Rabbanan instituted Birchas Kriyat Shema, that has to be attached to what? To Kriyat Shema. There's only one Kriyat Shema, namely what? Kriyat Shema D'oraisa, which the Rambam holds like Rashi, is only after Tzeis HaKochav. So the only tefillah that you could have been mispalel on Erev Shabbos then is the Shmon Esrei itself, the Amidah. You couldn't possibly have recited Kriyat Shema because Kriyat Shema has to be attached to what? Birchas Kriyat Shema, excuse me, you couldn't possibly have recited Birchas Kriyat Shema because Birchas Kriyat Shema has to be attached to what? To Kriyat Shema. There's only one Kriyat Shema. And that one Kriyat Shema is going to be recited later after Tzeis, together with its brachos. But then says the Ravid, Vahalo, and I'm reading the Ravid, Tzorech Lismo Gula Shal Arvis, Litfila Shal Arvis. In other words, the Ravid understood that the Rambam is drawing in front of our eyes a picture of Amida for Mayriv without what? Without all the introductions that we have. It's a little bit similar. Again, I don't want to compare it. What happens if you walk into a shul and you came late for Mayriv and they're up to Shmon Esrei? What do you do? You daven Shmon Esrei to be Mekayim Tefillah B'Tzibur. Again, there's a big machlokas about this, but that's our minhag. Then what happens afterwards? You're going to say Shema in the Brachos. So you won't have Smichus Gula Tefillah. Says the Ravid, that's only the Shas Ones. Bless Brera, he calls it what? Tzorech HaShah. But the Rambam now is advocating that we be Makabel Shabbos early, as Rav did, But Rav was mekabel Shabbos early, daven Ma'ariv without Birchas Kriyat Shema and Shema. How could you advocate forfeiting the mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefillah? Yeah, what do you say, Michael?
Can you before it's Seisa Kachorim, can you not say the Shema and the Brachot together with the Amida, but when you say the Shema, not have in mind you're doing the Shema?
Correct. That we're going to see in Rabbeinu Yonah.
It's through the Divrei Torah.
Right.
And therefore you
could. So, Michael, you know what? If you want to, you can push Rabbeinu Yonah into the Rambam, but I'll be honest with you, it's a tight squeeze. You know, it's an elephant in the eye of the needle, because the Rambam doesn't give you any indication that you have a recitation of Kriyat Shema simply for the purpose of achieving Birchas Kriyat Shema. The Ravid understood the Rambam, and I think it's a very fair reading of the Rambam. We'd have to again go through the Rambam in all of Hilchos Tefillah and see if the Rambam is consistent, that the word Tefillah means Shmona Esrei. Again, we use the word tefillah colloquially in a different... Is the Chmamela, the Ravid, accuses the Rambam of advocating l'chatchila. And he says it's not a tzorech hashoah that should push me so far as to forfeit the mitzvah of smichus gula.
The reason why we daven shmones with the minyan, we come late, what I understood, was there is no minyan of smichus gula tefillah at night.
Right. But the Rambam happens to paskin that we are somewhat gula tefillah at night.
Where's the Rambam says?
Yeah, okay, we'll go through the Rambams. I don't have it in front of me. You'll have to trust me right now, and then we'll read it. But Rabosai, what's the answer to the Ravid's question? Let me just backtrack for a minute. What is smichus gula tefillah? I'll give you two different approaches to smichus gula tefillah. One approach is to say that Kriyat Shema needs tefillah, meaning Kriyat Shema has to be conjoined with tefillah. The other way is to say it is that tefillah needs an introduction of Gal Yisrael, of Kriyat Shema and Gal Yisrael of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Again, there are two ways of saying it. One way of saying it is that A needs B, meaning you start with Gal Yisrael, which is the last bracha after Kriyat Shema, and that engenders a chiyuv of tefillah. The Gal Yisrael, as the culmination of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema, needs tefillah. It should be culminated with tefillah. The other way is to say, no, that tefillah itself needs an introduction. And what's the introduction to tefillah? Gal Yisrael. The smichus gula tefillah is a kiyum in tefillah. Where would you classify the halach of smichus gula tefillah? Is it halach in Kriyat Shema, or is it halach in tefillah?
Oh,
so what is the Rambam Shita? What's the Ravid Shita, Yehuda, since you started? If I hold a Kriyat Shema engenders smichus l'tefillah, who's right? The Rambam is right. Why is the Rambam right? The Ravid is yelling and screaming, but you're forfeiting smichus gula tefillah. What's the Rambam's answer to that question? There is no smichus gula tefillah, because what engenders smichus gula tefillah? Kriyat Shema, but there is no Kriyat Shema. Why is there no Kriyat Shema? Because the Rambam holds, what do you need for Kriyat Shema? Tzeisak Kochavim. Since there's no Tzeisak Kochavim, and I have a chiv of davening Ma'ariv, and the Rambam advocates on Leil Shabbos and davening Ma'ariv early, is the Rambam says that you have no problem of forfeiting. You know, the Ravid is yelling and screaming, you're trampling on the mitzvah of smichus gula tefillah. The Rambam says there is no mitzvah of smichus gula tefillah, not because of the difference between shachris and ma'ariv, but because the machayev, what generates the chiyuv of smichus gula tefillah, is the gula, the kriyat shema, and the gula. But the gula is part of kriyat shema, and kriyat shema doesn't emerge until when? Until tzeisak kochavim. So the Rambam is saying it's too early for smichus gula tefillah, so there is no chiyuv. I'm not dodging the chiyuv. The chiyuv hasn't emerged yet. Masha Enkin, apparently the Ravid holds a what? What engenders the chiyuv of smichus gula tefillah? Tefillah itself. Is Mimela, since you're davening, you're chayav in smichus gula tefillah. But you don't have a possibility of doing so. You can't fulfill smichus gula tefillah like the Rambam. Because when are you reciting Ma'ariv? Mibojom, before Shkia Sachamo, it's too early for Kriyat Shema, and therefore Birchas Kriyat Shema. So the Ravid yells out the Rambam, you're forfeiting the mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefillah, which is a Chiyuv in Tefillah. Tefillah itself engenders the Chiyuv of Smichus Gula Tefillah. Okay, then, so Rabbi Sayyid Mitzvah Hashem will have a whole discussion when we get to Daf Dalet about the Mitzvah Svichus Gula Tefillah. When we get there, please remind me that what we really have to analyze is the following question. What is the essence, what engenders the chi of the obligation of Svichus Tefillah? Is it Kriyat Shema or is it Tefillah? And that's a classical yeshiva shechakira. Whenever you have A and B and they have to be conjoined, you wonder what needs what. Does A need B? Meaning B has to follow A? Or does B need A because B needs what? The introduction of A. Evan, did you want to say something?
Go ahead. Conceptually, the fact that you have Bakushis and Shon Esra requires beforehand God's involvement in history. You have to have Ga'al Yisrael in order to stand before a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't have Ga'al Yisrael.
Right. And what role, Rabbi, does Ga'al Yisrael play then if it's an introduction to Tefillah? Again, we're getting far ahead of ourselves on Daf Dalet. Shevach, because there's no Bakosha without Shevach. And Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my license to stand up to David. Then the Machayev is Tefillah, and who's correct? The Machlokas Ram and Ravid? The Ravid is correct. The Ram holds on the other name. That, as we discussed at great length on Daf Yudalef, the Gemara establishes that Kriyat Shema has to culminate with what? Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemaim Shlema. Where's Harvey today? I'm missing him. He had to go? Oh, okay. Harvey always pointed this out. That Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shlema is what? Is when it culminates with Tefillah. In other words, the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim of Kriyat Shema requires Tefillah.
So I just assume the answer for the Rambam. The Maisa, if you have to have Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, and you let your daven marry early, is he actually, like the Rebbe writes, is he willing to forego?
Yeah, but again, I would make the following tikkun here, if you don't mind. He's not foregoing Smichus Tefillah.
He didn't apply.
Exactly. That's how I want to. Do you hear the loveness? You know, sometimes you say, look, I have to weigh two things, you know, in favor of Kabbalah Shabbos, early Kabbalah Shabbos, I have to forfeit on another thing. You know, I weigh my damages, my deficits against my assets. That's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying there ain't no such thing as Svichus Kuzi.
I can appreciate if the reason why the Rambam is letting it down Meir early, even though he himself, like you said, passes, he needs to be able to feel bad. Right. The reason he lets it down early is because of a special
Shabbos halacha.
Except I maybe I shouldn't know, but the Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam.
Forget about the Kesef Mishnah. No, I didn't see the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. After Shia, you'll show me the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah, everybody has a right to read the Rambam without the Kesef Mishnah.
No.
Okay. All right. Rabosai, what's on the agenda for today? Everybody knows? Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, so let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah. There are a number of fascinating points in Rabbeinu Yonah that I believe will shed a light on everything that we have been discussing. Okay, first, I want to point out to you the paragraph that starts with the words V'chachamim Omrim. Now, keep in mind that we have in the Mishnah, we have three different opinions as to Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Correct? And what is, take these two pages if you like. What is the first opinion? Ad Sof, this is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Hashmura Harishon. Then we have the Chacham who say Ad Chatzos. Then we have Rabbi Gamliel, Ad Sheyale, Amud Hashachar. So if you read the Mishnah Kipshuta, you know, you know if you're in Rabbi Gamliel's court, so to speak, you get the laid back, you know, you get this laid back kind of attitude towards Kriyat Shema. You know, there's no rush, there's nothing pushing me. You know, the Chachamim say, you know, you got to be on Shpilkas here because the latest time you could recite Kriyat Shema is Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel seems to say Ad Sheyale Amud Hashachar. Even in the framework of Chachamim, I don't know if I have to be so tense and so pressured about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. I have until midnight. So I have some time. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah wants to dispel, so to speak. He wants to come and say that that's not so. He says the following. He says, Chachamim from Gamliel Cholkim al Rabbi Eliezer b'sof hazman v'dorshim u'b'shol b'cha kol zman shebnei adam shochvim v'minoseyam. Which really means until when? Till Amud HaShachar. Okay? However, the Chachamim say Ad Chatzos, that's only, not because they fundamentally disagree with Rabbi Gamliel's interpretation of B'Shal B'cha, but rather they introduce a siyag midrabanon, and that siyag is kedei laharchik es adam min avera. Rabbi Gamliel, lo chayish l'siyag. So far, everything is pretty clear. You have three shittas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Peshavucha means when people go to sleep. The latest time for that is Sof Ashmura Rishona. We have Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel in this sense, they're on the same page. Peshavucha means as long as people are sleeping, which takes us all the way to Amud HaShachar. The difference between Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel is on a Durabbanan level. Chachamim want to say till when? Till Chatzos. So what's that called? A Siag. And what's the Siag? To make sure that you'll fulfill the bits of Kriya.
And what Rabban Gamliel statistically would say, this is nothing that we have to go and make a proclamation.
I don't know.
Like, it's so rare.
Yehuda, whatever answer I'll give you at this point in my life, your question is better than my answer. I don't know why Rabban Gamliel is not worried about it. Yeah. That has to be taken under advisement. I'm not telling you that I know the answer to that question. Right. The question is excellent. Okay. But let's see what's the chap here of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says the following, Umihu, and here's where I would underline it. Umihu, Bein Chachamin, Bein Ram Gamliel, Kulu Modo, Modu, and please underline it, Dilechatchila, Tzarech Likros, Likrosa, Miyad Bitseis HaKochav. This is a phenomenal breakthrough here, because we're not talking about siyag over here. We're not talking about the rabbanans. We're not talking about fears, you know, the chachamim had in mind. We're talking about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Doraisa. And no one would have said before this Rabbeinu Yonah that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema divides into two parts, L'chatchila and B'di'eved. And when we say Tzeis HaKochavim, we mean B'di'eved, you know, that you can go through the night or Ad Chatzos until Amud HaShachar on a D'oraisa level, because that's a B'di'eved. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, L'chatchila, you have no right to postpone Kriyat Shema until the end of the night. In fact, L'chatchila, when is the best time for Kriyat Shema? Immediately with Tzeis Teda. What's my Teda? How do you teach the word Teda? I'll prove it to you. Now, Rabosai, the way I was trained, whenever you see Teda, it means put up your dukes and see if you can shoot it down. Okay, that's Teda. He says, I have a proof for you that L'chatchila, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, requires Tzeis HaKochavim, no postponement. Damrin on L'kamon, we've already mentioned the sugya in the past, Haftalim and Beis, that we're worried kidei shlo yehei adam ba min asod be'erev v'chulei v'rotze, where am I? Ba min erev be'erev v'chulei rotze lomar afilu k'she ba min asod kodim zmano ein lo lomar kemen shlo igia adayin onas zman kriyat shma ochal v'esh tetchila, I'll sit down and eat my dinner. El yesh lo likros tchila olashanos ad yitzias hakochavim v'yikra kriyat shma v'yispalel v'achar kach yochal. So let me just take a pause here for a minute. We have a problem in the fact that the person wants to do what? He comes home and he wants to eat dinner. And he's not allowed to eat dinner before Kriyat Shema. So wait a minute. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, since he's not allowed to eat dinner before Kriyat Shema, he's well advised, and not only that, it's the way that he's fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema L'chatchila to recite Kriyat Shema at Tzeis HaKochavim. But one second. I don't get it. There is a halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. Okay, that's a general halacha. If you learn Masechta Pesachim, you'll see that the Gemara tells us that when it comes time for Bedikas Chametz, Halel Yudalit, but he says you don't eat. And this is a halacha that applies universally. We don't eat before we do mitzvahs. Okay, that's fine. So I should eat my meal before, excuse me, I should recite Kriyat Shema before I eat my meal. And one second, are you telling me, Rabbeinu Yonah, that in this Gemara Daf Dalid, you see that my mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is impinged, it is incomplete, it's a second-rate Kiyum HaMitzvah because I ate dinner before Kriyat Shema? In other words, let's look at the Rabbeinu Yonah in terms of his conclusion. Based on the sugya on Daf Dalit, Rabbeinu Yonah concludes that there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema L'chatchila. And that mitzvah of Kriyat Shema L'chatchila is Tseisa Kochavim. All the time that you have to postpone Kriyat Shema is all Kriyat Shema B'di'evet. I'll prove it to you. Look what he says. His language is Afilu, right? You underlined it? He says, Afilu, Ram Gamliel Kulu Modul Chatchila, Tzorech Likrosa Miyad V'Tzeisa Kochavim. He's establishing a new definition of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And then B'di'evet, you could be Yotze. Again, according to Chachom, Ad Chatzos, according to Gamliel, Ad Amud HaShachem. It's all B'di'evet. Based on what? Does the proof justify his conclusion? If you want to tell me, based on the Gemara and Daf Dalet, that you're not allowed to eat before a mitzvah, and in this case before Kriyat Shema, Nicha. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? That's a universal halacha in all mitzvahs that I'm not allowed to eat to eat before I do the mitzvah. So I ate and I shouldn't have eaten. So, okay, so give me Malkus. We're learning here. This is a little plug for Wednesday nights at 8:20. We start a shiur of Malkus. But so give me 39 lashes for eating before the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that my mitzvah of Kriyat Shema was b'di'evet. The halacha that I can't eat before Kriyat Shema is not a Kriyat Shema halacha. Where would I classify this halacha? If the Rambam was codifying Hilchas Mitzvahs, right, there are all sorts of dinim that apply to mitzvahs in general. You have mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho, and Zmani HaMitzvah. So there you would see a footnote that the Rambam would say, you're not allowed to eat before a mitzvah. But that's not halacha in Kriyat Shema. That has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. If a person ate before he recited Kriyat Shema, so give him Malkus for eating, but don't tell me that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Zman Kriyat Shema is not L'chatchila Tzeis HaKochavim. The Zman Kriyat Shema is before you eat. Why before you eat? Because you're not allowed to eat. But that has nothing to do with Zman Kriyat Shema. That doesn't tell me that his Kriyat Shema is a B'di'evedik of Kriyat Shema. So I submit to you, Rabosai, that this Rabbeinu Yonah is very difficult. He says, El Yispalel, first he should read Kriyat Shema, V'achakach Yispalel, V'achakach Yocha. Very interesting. That's wonderful. But that doesn't justify his conclusion.
How far back before Kriyat Shema would he say you can't eat?
From Tzeis. Because at Tzeis HaKochavim you have a chi of Kriyat Shema and you can't eat. So comes Tzeis HaKochavim, you're not allowed to eat. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it means that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires that you recite Kriyat Shema at Tzeis. And if you don't do so, you have only a B'di'evedik of mitzvah.
So half an hour off of Tzeis, it's only B'di'evedik.
For some strange reason. Because I'm not allowed to eat. And even if I went ahead and I ate, is there if I wasn't Yotzei Kriyat Shema? I don't know. All right, fine. The Yesh Lahakshos. Let's start with this paragraph, and this is fascinating. The Yesh Lahakshos l'Rabbanan diAmri deAfilu b'diEved einu yotzei ad ela ad chatzos im over chatzos mayei dino. Right, you came back from the wedding, and it's after chatzos. You haven't read Kriyat Shema. Sheim nomar shelo yikra klal. If it means that you're not allowed to recite Kriyat Shema at all, Fafalin is kasha. I don't understand it. Kaven the Kriyat Shema chiyuv min haTorah. And what are the Rabbanan worried about? That if he doesn't recite Kriyat Shema before Chatzos, he won't recite Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. That's called what? That would be a siag. So the Rabbanan instituted a siag. Is therefore The Rabbanan have the authority to undermine my ability to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa? Heich yecholim chachamim lefotro mimena. And he quotes the Isti Amri, the Isti Amri. They're those who were so impressed by this question that they said, Einochinami. Sfirlu, they hold the Achar Chatzos Kore Osa. He does read Kriyat Shema. Bilo Birchosel. Okay, he can't recite the Brachos. That was never an issue. The fact that the Rabbanon could block me from reciting Birchas Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, that's not an issue. Why? Because Birchas Kriyat Shema is only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon could say that the Zman of Birchas Kriyat Shema that we instituted, that obligation is only until Chatzos, not beyond. She Birchas Kriyat Shema Einon Elam Rabbanon Yecholim Heim. Who's Heim? The Chachamim. But Shalem? That's called Heim Amru Veheim Amru, right? The very famous principle. Limno Ashlo Yomar Olson Acha Sha'over Zeh Zman Aval Kriyat Shema Shu Min HaTaira Kore Osa Kol HaLaila. The AFLP she'ein schara kol kach mom karoso bebirchaseha. He's going to have to forfeit the kiyum of brachos because it's after chatzos. Afilu hachi yesh lo schar. He doesn't undermine his reward. He was mekayim the mitzvah d'orais of kriyat shma. Grant him that. Kevin sheyotze michiyum shel Torah. So it comes out that according to Isti Amri, what do I do halacha lemaisa if I came back from the wedding after chatzos? I recite Kriyat Shema. I can't recite the brachas because the Rabbanan only gave me until Chatzos according to the Chacham. But nevertheless, the mitzvah d'oraisa still remains in place. And Rabbosai, we're going to soon see that Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees with this Isti Amri. And Rabbeinu Yonah quotes two different sugyas in Shas to prove that the very premise of the Isti Amri is incorrect. Who remembers which two sugyas? I'm just testing you to see if you went through the Rabbeinu Yonah.
The
Lulav. Very good Lulav when Yom Tov Rishon coincides with Shabbos, and the Rabbanan will completely undermine the mitzvah d'oraisa of ulakachtem lechem, lest you come to what? To carry the Lulav Mirshiyach yourself. And what was the second case? Of Sadeh Mitzitzis, which midoraisa, if you have a beggar made of flax, of linen, excuse me, you're obligated to put on tzitzis, and those tzitzis are made of what? Of wool, of tzemer. And the Torah says that kalayim b'tzitzis is not an, that there's no Easter kalayim, k'dilum taslcha, even shatnez is the chlul. But the Rabbanan said, don't do it, because the Rabbanan are afraid that if you're going to wear kalayim b'tzitzis by day, you're going to end up wearing it at night, and we paskin laila labs on tzitzis, and then you'll violate these shatnez, don't raisa. So we see that in two cases, the Rabbanan said, that on this beged or on this lulav did not fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa, and the Rabbanan had reasons to justify that, but they have the authority to completely null and void, to completely undermine a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yitzchak, what are you hacking about the Isti Amri? You're all nervous about Kriyat Shema d'oraisa? This is not a new precedent. Again, it's the first mission in Shas, but we'll see it all over Shas. That the Rabbanan indeed have the authority to remove a mitzvah d'oraisa. In the fancy jargon, we'd say lahafkia mitzvah d'oraisa, and that they have. V'yintomer lama ein omer brachos hamrina gabi kriyat shma shel shachar. Okay, that's it. Fine. We're going to skip that and fast forward. V'nira lemori harav. Natrei Rachmanu Parkei, the Svirle L'Rabbanon, the Afilu Kriyat Shema Atzma, She'imen HaTorah Kol HaLaila, Eino Kori Osa Achar Chatzos. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa after Chatzos. Forget it. She'echolim Chachomim Lefotro Mimitzvah Saseh, because the Chachom have the authority to completely oker a mitzvah saseh. Kol's mancha osim came mishum siag, o mishum kiyu mitzvah atzma. Again, the Rabbeinu Yonah is not going as far as to say that Rabbanon can capriciously, without any justification, wake up one day and say, you know what, let's take a mitzvah d'oraisa and throw it overboard. That they can't do, but they can do it for one of two reasons, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Either mishum siag, like we'll see in the cases of lulav asiag atu hotza, when yontif rishon of lukachim chem coincides with Shabbos, or in the case of kelayim sad mitzitzis, because of asiag atu the iser of what? Of shatnez, of kelayim. Or he says, Oh, he gives another possibility, Mishum Kiruva Mitzvah Hatzma, meaning if he waits until Chatzos Rabbanon are afraid that he won't fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore they want him, and they insisted that he fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema by when? By Chatzos. Oh, says Rabbeinu Yonah, my Rebbe is right. As Gerecht, I have two rayas for him. The Rabbanon have the power to do so. The Hachi Chazinon Belulav, Shemitzvah Sabin Ator B'Yom Rishon, L'Kachem B'Yom Rishon is a mitzvah. The Raisa, Filok Shkal Yom Rishon Shabbos, Pachu Chachomim Litlo. Rabosai, is there anyone here in this room who would take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot when it coincides with Shabbos? No one's raising their hand. Oh, because you're afraid I'll get very upset with you if you did that. Okay. Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Arba Amis Bishus Arab Mizdach. They took a mitzvah to Raisa and completely got rid of it. V'chein Gabi, and also he says V'gabi Tzadim Mitzitzis Nami Afal Pisha Tor Chivo So V'tira Hakelayim Lein Atzitzis. Is nevertheless the civil silver shlime because you can do them tasselcha alma masha sadden shu shall pishta and him trele shu savua ala tzemer mutter mina teura the afilu hachi hayu pocher also it's a sugi menachos is beit shamek zera mishum ksus laila because he might put it in a, okay, you have to know this is already more complicated issues about Ksus Laila, Ksus Yom Balaila. In our context, it would be Ksus Yom Balaila. According to the Rush, it would be Ksus Laila, which is like pajamas or something like that, which he only wears by night. And nevertheless, even though according to the Torah law, he would have to put tzitzis on his beged, afilu hachi patro so, etc., etc. And therefore, the Rabbanan obviously have the ability to undermine and completely negate a mitzvah d'oraisa.
But in these two cases...
One second, David. I just want to know, are you coming to defend the Isti Amri? No, just I have my head on straight.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. So keep going.
Because there's potential conflict between two mitzvah d'oraisa in these two cases of lulav and tzitzit.
So wait a minute, David. I think what you're doing here, I'm giving an introduction to David. Everyone, this is David Citrin. I'm introducing. David is coming to try to defend the Isti Amri. Before you start, the Isti Amri are in deep trouble. Deep in the mud. We have two sugyas in Shas, as Rabbeinu Yonah proves, that serve to teach us, they are precedents for the conclusion that the Rabbanan have the power to what? To be Oker Mitzvah Doraisa, we have Lulav on the first day, Ulakachlem when it's Shabbos, and we have Tzadim Bitzitzis, Gedilim Tasilcha. Oh, now David wants to defend the Isti Amri. The Isti Amri say they can't do it. What are they going to do with these two sugyas? Go ahead. What's unique about these two sugyas?
Potential conflict of two Doraisa.
Okay, but Mashen came here in Kriyat Shema.
Exactly, yeah.
Masha Enke, but it's not the same in Kriya Shema. Why not? It's its own mitzvah. When do the Rabbanan have the power to undermine a mitzvah and completely null and void a mitzvah for the sake of avoiding what kind of avera? Olos Aseh D'Oraisa, they have to balance between the mitzvah and the Losa. So they're afraid that if we allow you carte blanche to fulfill this mitzvah the way the Torah organized the mitzvah, then you'll come to violate an Isur Shel Torah. For the sake of the Isur Shel Torah, Olos Aseh, they would avoid a possibility, even though you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, to fulfill that mitzvah. Enochinami, the laws of the Torah themselves require that in this case we forego the mitzvah. Meaning, what the Chachamim are doing, mihilcha siag, as David says very well, to defend and protect against chas v'sholem, a violation of a lav, they forfeit a mitzvah. That they can do. But in Kriyat Shema, what are they going to do? What lav, what isur, what aver do I violate if chas v'sholem I recite Kriyat Shema after chatzos? Or for that matter, if I don't recite Kriyat Shema at all? I didn't fulfill my mitzvah of b'shalvecha. That's nothing to sneeze at, but it's not a violation of a law. So the answer, I think, to this, the Amri, is that if we're balancing, if we're comparing a violation of a law to a kiyum mitzvah saseh, then the Rabbanan, through the halacha of Asus Yagla Torah, are, what's the word I'm looking for, are granted the legislative authority to forfeit the mitzvah d'oraisa, the key of mitzvah d'oraisa, for the sake of protecting us from what? For the violation of a lotas. That's fine. But to say that because of the mitzvah itself, in order to guarantee that you fulfill the mitzvah, and in this case, in this situation, there's a siyak, that if we give you too much leeway, too much rope, you might not fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, we are going to be okay in the mitzvah. That the Chachamim don't have right to do. So according to this, the Amri, there is a limitation rule to how far the Chachamim go. And what authority the Torah granted them under the Halach of Asus Yagla Torah to be okay in mitzvah shel Torah. The Isti Amri are not rejecting those two sugyas. Chas v'shalom. The Isti Amri are not telling you that those two sugyas have not succeeded in convincing us and establishing that Chachom can be Oker and Mitzvah in our Torah. That for sure. They'll be Oker in the Mitzvah of Lulav, they'll be Oker in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. But only for the sake of protecting a violation of a Lav Dor Shkerte. Very good, beautiful. I just want to add one thing. If the Isti Amri agree that the Chachamim can be oker the mitzvah in the cases of lulav and sadin betzitzis for the sake of protecting us from violating a lav, then what would be if a person took the lulav? Again, no one here was willing to volunteer, but let's say we have a person who actually went ahead and he shook the lulav on the first day of Sukkot on Shabbos. Let's say a person went ahead and he wore a beautiful garment made of linen and he put tzitzis on it. Would he fulfill the mitzvah? And the answer is no. Why not? Because in these two mitzvahs, the Chachamim were okay the mitzvah. Lo mi boy, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. But even according to this, the Amri, in these two cases, the Rabbanan are authorized to be okay the mitzvah. And that I'm afraid to say. I get a little bit nervous to say that according to the Isti Amri, I mean, the Isti Amri really fit into this description of Rabbeinu Yonah. At the very beginning, he says, how do the Chachamim have that power to do so? So we're saying very well, okay, they can do it for the sake of avoiding a lav. But at the end of the day, even the Isti Amri who yell and scream, "Hey Chacham, Yecholim La'asos Kach," they still are. We have to assume they have the authority to be oker a mitzvah to such an extent that if I went ahead and I took the lulav on Yontif Rishon, I put tzitzis on a garment shel sadin, I would not be otzei my mitzvah. That far the Chacham could go. The Torah recognizes that ma'isa mitzvah is a kiyum mitzvah in both cases, and the Rabbanan say no, null and void. It's not a kiyum mitzvah. You won't get an ounce of schar. Rav Bosa, I want to offer a second possibility here. David, are you okay with that? With your permission. Maybe the Isti Amri hold that the Chachamim never ever have the power to be oker a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's impossible. But Rabbeinu Yonah has two sugyas that the Rabbanu were oker a mitzvah d'oraisa. No. The Rabbanan were not oker the mitzvah. That's not what's going on in those two sugyas. What the Rabbanan are doing is, they're instituting an isur. They're saying that if you take the lulav on the first day of Yontif and it's Shabbos, you, midrabbanan, are considered as if you violated what isur? Hotzah. The Rabbanan have the ability to create, bidin siag la Torah, a new kind of isur. An isur siag. And that Isur Siag tells me that if you violate that Siag, we're going to classify that action as if you violated, as if Midrabanan, you violated an Isur Torah. Midrabanan, I mean, it's not Midrabanan Torah. Or for example, in the case of Sadin Bitzitzis, we're afraid of Ksus Laila. What are the Rabbanan going to say if you wear Tzitzis on such a Beged? That you violated the Isur of what? Of Shatnis Midrabbanan. That the Rabbanan can do. But in the case of Kriyat Shema, what are you going to tell me? I read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. And therefore I violated some Isur? What Isur is there? So Eina Chinami, according to our Pshat, the second Pshat, in the istiyamri, the rabbanon don't have the power to undermine a mitzvah. What power do they have? To clamp down an isur de rabbanon that will prevent you from doing that mitzvah. And the nafkamina between the two pshatim is what happens if he went ahead and he shook the lulav on the first, he puts it on his sadin. Would he obtain the mitzvah d'oraisa? And I say according to our pshat, the second pshat, yes, he would obtain the mitzvah. Rabbanan can't negate the mitzvah d'oraisa. But at the same time, he violated an isur d'rabbanan. Maybe, as Michael points out, we have to jump into a very lumdish sugya. We touched on it in El about mitzvah baba vera. I don't know if mitzvah baba vera negates the kiyum mitzvah, and even if it does, I'm not sure if an isur d'rabbanan has the power to negate a mitzvah d'oraisa. But that's already a different
sugya. You're saying that hotzah and shatnez are the rabbanan.
Hotzah and Shabbos is a chiyuv skila. It's not the rabbanon. What I'm saying is that if you take a lulav on the first day of Yontif and you don't remove it from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Harabim, midrabbanon you consider it as if you violated Hotzah. It's what should I say? It's like the siag, the shvus of Shelo Yale ala Ilon. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. If a person climbs a tree on Shabbos, then the rabbanon find him guilty of the malach of ktsira. It's as if he plucked a fruit from the tree, and the rabbanon could, for example, institute many different shvusim on Shabbos, a shvus of tchina, and a shvus of Lisha, and a shvus of Hotzah, and if you violate that shvus, the Rabbanan considered you as if you violated that malacha. Rabbi Kivega wants to taina that the halacha of mumar, which applies to Shabbos, that if a person is a mumar l'chil Shabbos, will apply even if he's a mumar l'chil Shabbos, the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is considered a mumar l'chil dunyato. That means that if a person would take a lulav on Shabbos, even though he didn't carry it from one rishus to the other, according to Rabbi Kivegi, he'd be considered a mumar l'chil Shabbos, because the Rabbanan created an isur siag, an isur shvus, not to take the lulav on the first day when it's Shabbos. So again, Rabbi Osei, let's just summarize what we have. Rabbeinu Yonah is of the opinion that the Rabbanan have the authority to undermine a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mind-boggling conclusion. The Istiamri and Rabbeinu Yonah reject such a premise. It's impossible to grant the Chachamim the authority to do such a thing. They can't take a mitzvah d'oraisa and say, I didn't fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. I did fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. But we're offering two different versions of the Istiamri, because we're hard-pressed to reconcile the Istiamri with the two proofs that are adduced by Rabbeinu Yonah from Lulav and Sadin. And the first pshat is to say, Enochinami, even the Istiamri agree in principle that the Rabbanon have the power to undermine a mitzvah d'oraisa and negate it, but only under the condition that they're protecting you from a violation of an isolav. In the second pshat, we're saying, no, there's a much more far-reaching machlokas, a wider gap between the Istiamri and the Chachamim, insofar as the Istiamri reject the entire premise and the possibility that the Chachamim could be oker a mitzvah d'oraisa. According to the Istiamri, what the Chachamim could do is they can clamp down an Isur Siag, which enjoins you from fulfilling that mitzvah, but if you went ahead, you violated that Isur Siag, you'll get Malkus, so to speak, Malkus Mardus for violating the Isur Siag, but nevertheless, you would obtain the Kiyum HaMitzvah D'oraisa. Okay. Now I want to fast forward to the paragraph that starts with the words Ella. Ella Kach Hu Ha'in. Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. Bebeis HaKnesses Yikra Kriyat Shema Im Bircho Seha V'Yispalel. Rabosai, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we can justify the minug of reciting Tfilas Arvis, the whole kit and caboodle, the way we use the term Arvis, before Shkia. And we have a problem because Rabbeinu Yonah belongs to which camp as far as the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema? Does he belong to Rashi and Rashi and the Rambam, or to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? He belongs to Rashi and the Rambam. That Kriyat Shema d'oraisa requires what? So how could we recite Kriyat Shema in Birchos Seah before Shkia Sachama? Zokar ben Yonah v'lo yechavein lotzeis yedei chovas Kriyat Shema ba'osah ha'kriya. he should have in mind that he's not fulfilling his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema at that time. Ella, so why is he reciting Kriyat Shema? El lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. It means that the zman for Kriyat Shema in Birchos Seah, we're talking about Birchas Kriyat Shema, is identical with the zman of tfila. And since the zman of tfila has already commenced with Shkiyas Achama, is therefore he can recite Birchas Kriyat Shema, but Kriyat Shema itself he's not yotze. The yotze are they kriya sabracha. He can fulfill through this kriya the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema. The achakach kishayia bebeiso kodem sheyochlach and seisa kol chavim yikra osa viyiskavim lotzis by yidei chova viyikra osa kula bimora ubekavonas halev. Let's stop here for a moment. So Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. We have two different zmanim in Kriyat Shema. We have the zman of Birchas Kriyat Shema, and we have the zman of Kriyat Shema. The zman of Birchas Kriyat Shema is identical with the zman of Ma'ariv, of Arvis. And since we can daven Ma'ariv at Shkia, even before Tseis, at that point we can fulfill our mitzvah of what? Birchas Kriyat Shema. But on the other hand, we need Seis because there's another mitzvah. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and that is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And here, Rabbeinu Yonah belongs to the camp of Rashi that Kriyat Shema d'oraisa requires Seis HaKochavim. So I both say, above and beyond the issue here about when is nighttime. I mean, we'll talk about that, Belineder. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, when is nighttime? Is it with Shkia? Is it with Seis? It's very confusing here because as far as Tefillah and Birchas Kriyat Shema, nighttime begins with Shkia, but as far as Kriyat Shema Doraisa is concerned, nighttime only begins with Seis. All right, that itself is confusing to me. But what confuses me more is, how does Rabbeinu Yonah postulate that Birchas Kriyat Shema can be fulfilled before the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? That's pretty odd. What conclusion do we have to derive here about the nature of Birchas Kriyat Shema? Again, Birchas Kriyat Shema is reciting Koyt Rabbeinu Yonah with Shkia. When is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Say so. What do you see from Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabosa? What conclusion are you forced to derive? That Birchas Kriyat Shema is not part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. No, but then it's very odd because then Kriyat Shema doesn't have a bracha. I always thought that Kriyat Shema has to have a bracha. And indeed, if you fast forward, he quotes Rav Amram Gaon a few lines later that when he recites Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, he should be makdim birchas asher kitshonim mitzvos v'tzivanu al mitzvos Kriyat Shema, which he's going to reject, and then he's going to say avarabba and the whole 9 yards. But before we get to that, then he says in Ratza im lo Ratza likros el shtei parshis bilvad sagi le b'hachi. Now Rabbeinu Yonah adds a third mitzvah to the group of Shkia Sachama mitzvahs. Shkia Sachama, number one, has the mitzvah of Ma'ariv. Number two, it has the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Now we can add another mitzvah, namely what? Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is fulfilled in the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. V'yafal pidi amriv yushalmi tzorch lahazki Yitzias Mitzrayim bizmano. V'mashu tzorch parsha shlishis yesh ba Yitzias Mitzrayim. Somehow, when he recites Birchas Kriyat Shema, he fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it's before Tzeis, which we'll see on Amud Beis on the next side of the page. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to embellish that idea. How is it that we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim before Tzeis? Now, I'm looking at my clock and I see we're getting a little pressed for time. Vadayin yesh lishol. Fast forward 3 lines up before the end of the page. Vadayin yesh lishol. Kavan. So let's just summarize. Can I identify Rabbeinu Yonah with Rashi? Is Rabbeinu Yonah identical with Rashi? The answer is no. As far as Kriyat Shema, he's identical with Rashi. But as far as Arvis is concerned, Rashi like Rabbeinu Tam, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when's the self-sman of Mincha? Plag on Mincha. What immediately commences after Plag? Zman Meir. That's not the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about a slice of time between Shkia and Seis, and we'll soon see that Rabbeinu Yonah on the top of the next side of the page is going to quote the Halach of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. How could you fulfill, asks Rabbeinu Yonah, the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema without Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema requires seis, that's Lila. It's not yet Lila. In the Beis HaKnesses, it's Shkia. V'yesh lomar, sha'afal pi she'eino Lila mamish. Please underline that word mamish. Not because of Lubavitch, you know, right? Mipnei shelo yatsu hakochavim. It's not Lila until when? Seis, but it's not what? What kind of Lila? Mamish. It's not Lila mamish. When you see that in a Rishon, you go stark crazy. What do you mean? Mamish, not mamish. Well, either it's Lila or it's not mamish. You know, either she's pregnant. Like, what does it mean it's not Lila mamish? Is afilu hachi kevan sheshoka hachama Havi Lila. Okay, I didn't read it correctly, right? Havi Lila. In other words, it's not Lila Mamish, but it is Lila. The Havi Lila Linyan Tfilah Shel Arvis. Rabbeinu Yonah says that there are two guidelines or two definitions of Lila. There's Lila Lila, but it's not Mamish Lila. And then there's Lila, which is Lila Linyan Arvis, and that's with Shkia. And once it's Arvis, it's Lila Le'inyan Arvis, therefore ipso facto becomes Lila Le'inyan Birchas Kriyat Shema. But Kriyat Shema itself requires what? Requires Lila Mamish. And what's Lila Mamish? Seis HaKochavim. And then he says, Kiddel HaKamon. So I don't know if you have this note that I have, because I was trying to rack my brains, what's Kiddel HaKamon? But he sends you to the beginning of the fourth perek of Brachos, which is called Tfilas HaShachar, and there Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. Tfilas Mincha Ad HaErev, Ein Lefarish Ad Yitzias Kochavim. Don't assume that Mincha could be recited up until Lila Mamish, Tzias Kochavim, Shu Lila Mamish, again he repeats himself. Te'al Korchach Yisrael Lameim Ad HaErev, Ha'omer Kan, Eino Ratzal Lomar, Ela ad shkia sachama. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah insist that the latest time for mincha, even if I accept the shita of the chachamim, is shkia? Why not beyond shkia? Because of what? Because of karbanos. Tefillah k'neged karbanos tiknu, but not the karbanos the way Rabbi Yehuda understands it. What's the latest time for the zrikas adam of Tovin Shel Ben Arbayim is what? Is plag? No, like the shita of the chachamim. But what's the latest time for zrikas adam of Tovin Shel Ben Arbayim according to chachamim? Shkia, not seis, not seis. Why not? It's not. Why can't you bring the carbon into Lila? He says, Mishum Damrina Bizvachim, because of the Gemara in Mesecht Zvachim, Minayin Ledam Shenifsal Bishkia Sachama. And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk Ubayom to teach me that as far as Zrikas Adam in the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, the latest time for Zrikas Adam is what? Ishkia Sachama, Rotzalom, Ishkia Sachama Ve'elech. Eino Zman Zrikas Dam Shel Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Utfil as a mincha shehi keneged tamid shel bein rabayim vikra tamid uzrikas adam ki hechi uzrikas adam ein zmana elad shkia sachama chinam itfilus mincha shenitkina kenegda ein zmana elad shkia sachama bilvad. Zachar Bosai, when is the early when we say that there's a time for Mairiv, which is before Tseis, and that's this whole Rabbeinu Yonah that we're learning at the beginning of Brachos, what's the earliest time for Mairiv according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Shkia. Because before Shkia, it's still time for Mincha. Because Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, the Talmud was brought. Is the Rabbeinu Yonah is not identical with Rashi. Rashi holds that the Zman Mincha terminates at Plag, and that's when the Zman Meirev commences with Plag of Mincha, an hour and a quarter before Shkia. But the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that no, you can recite Mincha up into, but not beyond Shkia. And therefore, the earliest time for Meiriv is not Plag of Mincha, but rather Shkia Sachama. Shkia Sachama, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is the transition moment between Yom and Laila. As far as what? Okay, yeah, you're right. But go back one step earlier. As far as what? Karbanos. And since, as far as Karbanos, now we're ready for you, Yechiel. Therefore, as far as what? Tefillah. Karbanos and Tefillah go together, and the day ends. As far as Karban, and as far as Tefillah, in this case, Mincha, the latest Tefillah of the day, which is Mincha, with Shkiyah Sachama, is the earliest time for Ma'ariv with Shkiyah Sachama. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Michael, when the minhag was to daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis, how did Rabbeinu Yonah understand that minog? With Shkia. How did Rashi understand that minog? And Rabbeinu Tam? With Plaga Mincha. Yeah, Mike.
But he actually, in principle, agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. It's just the time is different.
Well, no. There's a machlokas in Hilchas Tamid. That's already a sugyan zvachim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. When is the latest time for the Tamid Shel Bein Arvayim? That's a kodshim halacha. The spin-off of that machlokas is Zman Tfilas Mincha, and therefore the beginning of Tfilas Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Karbanos, the latest time for the Zrika is Plaga Mincha. Yisdach Memele Tfilas Arvis is going to begin with the latest time for Mincha, which is Plag. According to the Chachamim, in Hilchas Kodshim, going back to Zvachim and Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the latest time for Zrika is when? Is Shkia. So therefore the latest time for Mincha is Shkia. Correct? And that's the way the Chachamim understood it. And therefore, keep in mind, for both sides, this is the main point I want to make. If not for the sugya in Zvachim, if we were left to our own druthers, if we had only our own minds to rely on, and we didn't learn Zvachim, because who learned Zvachim? What was learned? Okay, the Daf Yomi people learned Zvachim, but if you're not a Daf Yomi man, when was the last time you learned Zvachim? For me, I have to tell you, I was an embryo, and I unfortunately forgot exactly what I learned then. So I'm not a Bucky in Zvachim. So if I didn't have the Gemara in Zvachim, I would have assumed that the latest time for Mincha is Tseis HaKochavim. That would have been the logical conclusion. Because just like Rabbi Yon assumes that when is it Laila Mamish with Tseis HaKochavim, up to Laila Mamish, I should be able to recite Mincha. Right? And then what would be the earliest time for Ma'ariv? Tseis HaKochav, which wouldn't be bad because who's in the same company as Ma'ariv? Kriyat Shema Shal Arvis. Shabbacha means Lila. If Shabbacha means Lila, Tfilas Arvis is a Tfilas Lila. It requires Tseis HaKochav. All that would be true if I didn't learn Masechta Zvachim, says Rabbeinu Yonah. But Ich bin Abaki Masechta Zvachim. And in Masechta Zvachim, I learned the conclusion that the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is holy for Kariv Ad Shkia Sachama, because the Halach of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama is Zoch Memele Zman Mincha doesn't terminate as we would have thought it with Laila Mamish it says, but rather Zman Mincha terminates with Shkia, and immediately what sets in? Zman Ma'ariv. So Zman Ma'ariv is before Laila. Why? Because Zman Mincha terminated, Zman Ma'ariv begins, but at what time, what's the earliest time for Ma'ariv, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is we passing like Chachamim is only with Shkia and not earlier. Is Ma'ariv can be davened before Laila Mamish? Zakar Ben Yonah, since there's a halacha of Laila as far as Tfilas Arvis is concerned, then there's also a halacha of Laila, Mixas Laila, as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema is concerned. Kriyat Shema Doraisa requires Laila Mamish. And Rabosai, this is going to be my conclusion. What about Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim? Does Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim require Laila Mamish? Or does Yitzis Mitzrayim require Mixas Laila? Should we put Yitzis Mitzrayim in the camp of Kriyat Shema and require what? Tseis? Or should we put Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim in the camp of Ma'ariv and Birchas Kriyat Shema? Yes, I would have said, if you would have woken me up in the middle of the night, that Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is fulfilled in the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, like the first two parshas, requires Tseis HaKochavim. Name, says Rabbeinu Yonah, with Shkia Sachama, I can fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim because it's already mixed as Laila. And then when I recite the parshas of Kriyat Shema without brachas, after Tseis, how many parshas do I have to recite? Only two. I can trap Vayomer. Good, I saved myself a couple of minutes, right? Why? Because the Zechiris Mitzis Rayim is not dependent upon Laila, but it's dependent upon Mixas Laila, and therefore it should be tied in together with Ma'ariv and Birchas Kriyat Shema, and not with Kriyat Shema, which requires Laila Mamish, which is Tseis. And I leave you with the following question. What is going on in this Rabbeinu Yonah? Is it Lila or is it not Lila? Mitzvah's Lila for three things, but it's not Lila Mamish. And Rabbosi, we're going to see that in Kol HaTorah Kula, in all the mitzvahs, we require Lila Mamish. So where does this Mitzvah's Lila come in? What's its source and how do we understand it? And the Ravid is willing to place a Doraisa in that category of Mitzvah's Lila because the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Doraisa or Mantizkar, is fulfilled in Mitzvah's Lila at Shkia before Tzeis. I don't understand.
What is Rav going to do with
it? All right, we'll stop here and then...
You and Rav Sully and Shabbos, Rav Shabbos. What is Rav going to do with that?
Well, again, according to Rabbi Yonah, it's no different than every night. It would be after Shkia, not before.
That's when Rav Davin.
Yeah, and it would have to be after Shkia. Yeah, it couldn't be before Shkia because then you couldn't be out to the mitzvah of Meir. It's not Tfilas Arvis.